Today's date is Lamed Sivan Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. We're on page Lamed Hey Mubeis in the middle of Hilchos Tefillin Simen Chaf Hey, in the middle of Sif Yud Gimel, in the very top of Lamed Hey Mubeis, page 70. The Shulchan Aruch says Uveyom Sheyesh Bo Sefer Torah Nagin Shal Lechalzam Ad Sheyachzir Sefer Torah V'Yanichu Behecha. The custom is, we spoke about yesterday, about the person's not supposed to take tefillin off until after the final Kaddish. So, but the halacha is that if there's, let's say, where they lay in the day, Monday, Thursday, or perhaps even like today, Rosh Chodesh, one should not take the tefillin off until the Sefer Torah is put back. And the Ramah adds, V'hainu b'makum shemachnis na Torah la'achar v'alatzion n'goel. The Ramah qualifies, it's only true if they return it after v'alatzion, which is the custom of Nesach Svarad. Right after they read the Torah, they return the Sefer Torah. Then you have to wait until after Kaddish. But it's only according to, again, the Nesach Svarad and the Svaradim who put the Sefer Torah later on. You have to wait until after the Sefer Torah is returned. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkata Nudzayin Ad Shiach Ziru Remet L'Davar. There's a little hint to this. V'yavur Malkam Lifneim Hainu Sefer Torah. The king, which is referenced to Sefer Torah, walked in front of them. V'Hashem Beroshim, and Hashem was in the Roshim, meaning Tefillin. The Tefillin was still on the Roshim while the Sefer Torah was being returned. That's the Beis Yosef. Then he says in Sifkata Nunches V'yanicheu Behechal, until you place the Sefer Torah back in the Hechal, in the Aron, V'acholtzim Kodem, those who removed the Tefillin before the Sefer Torah is returned to its Makom, Al-Kopanim Yizahir Shalo Yachlot HaShel Rosh B'fnei HaSefer Torah. So if a person needs to take it off for whatever reason, a person should be careful not to take off the Sharosh in front of the Sefer Torah, Kedei Shalo Yigal HaRosh B'fnei, his head shouldn't be revealed in front of the Sefer Torah, Eli Stalik D'Stam, he should move his body to the side while it takes off the Sharosh, so his head shouldn't be exposed in front of the Sefer Torah. But when it comes to Shayad, where there's no Giloy, over Tefillin Sharosh, Tachas HaTalas Gadol Sharei. So then, if you're wearing the Talas while you take the Tefillin off, or the Shayad, which is nothing, there's no real Giloy of the arm at all, so then it's permitted. The concern is, again, revealing the head while the Sefer Torah is out there, but if the Talas is over the head, then it's okay. Or turn away. Back to the top now. The Shulchan Aruch continues to explain now. Ubiyom Rosh Chodesh, which is very appropriate for today, of course. Biyom Rosh Chodesh Cholzin Osam Kodun Tfilas Musaf. One is supposed to take them off, the Tfilin off, before davening Tfilas Musaf. So let's read the Ramah. Fine. The Ramah says, "V'hu adin b'chal moed." So do by chal moed. If those who have the custom, the Ashkenazi custom, and the Ramah brings down those who have the custom to wear tefillin chal moed, should take them off prior to Tefillas Musaf. We'll see what the Mishnah Berurah talks about. Really, the custom is to take it off before Hallel. We'll see what it says in the bottom. V'dafka b'makom she'omer Musaf Kedushas Keser. It is only true where you say Keser, which is Nesach Svarad. Miunogin l'salkim kol the Musaf b'chal makom. Even though the reason why, because you say Keser, we don't want to have to Keser the tefillin shorosh, whatever the sod is there. The place where you don't say Keser, like Ashkenazim, then you don't have to take the tefillin off by Musaf. But still, nonetheless, says the Ramah, the custom is to take off the tefillin even by the Ashkenazim. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Nun Tes Musaf, you're supposed to take them off before Musaf. Achar shehechziru haSefer Torah beheichel. After you return the Sefer Torah, then you take off the tefillin before Musaf. Bimekoseinu shemachnis and take off achar kriya. According to our custom, says the Mishnah Berurah, where we return the Sefer Torah right after we read it, and then say Asher Levalatzion, Yechaltim Acher Kaddish Shekodun Tfilas Musaf. One has to say the Kaddish after our Valatzion, and then between Kaddish and Musaf, that's where one's supposed to take it off, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now, others have a different, other has a custom to really take them off before the Kaddish, different place have different minhagim. The tefillin, I'm not sure exactly. We'll see if the Mishnah Berurah explains further. But the tefillin is also referred to as a keser. So, right, made it to a right. It might be a keem in the keser. There must be some steerer.
You might not have two ksarim at the same time.
It could be. It's a different keser it refers to. I'm not sure what's behind that. But let's see. It's very possible the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain on the bottom here. So then the Mishnah Berurah continues to explain. The Berosh Chodesh Yachlot Achar Kedushas Valtzion. He says, no, you're supposed to take off the tefillin after Valtzion. Kodem Shomer Yiratzon Fanecha Shenishbar Chukecha. In that part of the Valtzion, that's when you're supposed to start taking it off. Velo Yamtin Melchaltzim Ad Achar Kaddish. And one should not wait until after the Kaddish. Kadesh Lelavsik Ben Kaddish Latvila. Kaddish is supposed to go right into Tefillas Musaf, so therefore take it off before him. Now he doesn't say take it off after Valtzion. He says take it off at Yiratzon at that juncture. If I remember correctly, I think the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, the custom is really to undo the Yad at that point in Valtzion by Yiratzon, undo the Yad, and then after Valtzion, take off the Tefillin, and then say Kaddish. But each place is different minhagim. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Samech, "V'hu adin b'chal moed." So to a chal moed, a person supposed to take off the tefillin before musaf. V'achronim kasu, the achronim right, which includes the magid of Rambam. The Taz is all right. Kevin the yesh omim shalol haniach b'klal b'chal moed. Since those think one should not wear them entirely in a chal moed. We'll get to in a few weeks from now. The custom is to take them off right away before Hallel. As once it was davening here, Chol Moed, and there's a person who was davening and about to be Hallel, and he's still wearing his tefillin. So Weimer says to him, you have to take off tefillin right now. It was very big, very machbid that the tefillin be removed even before Hallel. No, there was a person just davening in the tzibur, right? Right, the chazan can keep it on though. There's some time that we wait to get the esrog all ready for Hallel. He too should then take it off the tefillin before Hallel while everyone's getting the dal medium ready. Those who wear the tefillin all day long, after the dal mosav, then he should put them back on. He doesn't have to say new bracha. And when he took off the tefillin, he had in mind that he's going to return them back on after Musaf. He does not need to say new bracha. When it comes to Chol Moed, though, since many say not to wear it at all, one should not put them back on for the remainder of the day. Those who wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin b'Chol Moed lo yanichem klal, should not wear them b'Chol Moed. You can put them on after Tfilas Musaf. Or take them off before Valtzion. And put them on while davening Tfilas during Valtzion. I don't think there's enough time to really get that in. It's a couple of minutes at most. So I'm not sure if that's an eta for us to do, for those who wear it. Fine. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Samach Aleph, Kedushas Keser. So he wanted to know why, what's the steer in wearing the Tfilin Sharosh during Keser of Musaf. So hopefully the Mishnah Berurah explains that's perish. B'mokum shanu omrim nikadesh, b'musaf omrim b'ksas makamos keser. The Mishnah Berurah is referring to the Ashkenazim. We say nikadesh, but the Nusach Svar says keser yitnu lucha. Lachein ein nachon liyosa oz keser shatvun olav. It's not appropriate to have the keser shatvun. Afilu be'es tefilas halachas. Even during the private Shemoneh Esrei, we haven't yet said a keser. One should not wear the keser shatvun at the same time. Now it doesn't explain the reason for it. I guess it's a different keser. The tefilin keser is a different keser than the Shemoneh Esrei. We don't know the reason. Probably based on sod. Is my guess. Upashit, it's obvious, im shachach v'hischil hispala behem, lo yichaltzim behem, if a person didn't realize, accidentally started davening Shemoneh Esrei Musaf while wearing the tefillin, he does not need to take them off in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Deina rak minhag, it's only a minhag, and you don't have to interrupt the Shemoneh Esrei to take it off. And then finally, the last Mishnah Berurah on this page says, Sivkat and Tamach Beis Bechol Makom. So even though Mishnah Berurah says, the only place that you don't have to wear tefillin, or you can't wear tefillin during Musaf, is where you say Keser. But he says, even though Minhag Ashkenaz who do not say Keser, the Minhag is still not to wear tefillin, even by Musaf. So says the Mishnah Berurah, B'chol Makom, V'ataz Kasav Dehanoeg She'enu Cholit B'Musaf Ein Alei Tluna. Those who have a custom, apparently those had a custom not to take them off during Musaf, meaning they would wear the tefillin during Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, in those places, Me'achar She'en Anu Omrim Kedushas Keser Yitnu Lucha. Since the Ashkenazi Minhag is not to say Keser, they would wear tefillin. I heard a particular Gadol Dor did not take them off. He wore his tefillin during Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. We've never seen anything like this. But person davening in another tzibur that they're taking the tefillin off, you should not be lo skodu and should take the tefillin off like everybody else. Okay? I think it's a little shorter today. Yeah, it was a little shorter today. A few minutes to kill. So in